77 chiefs in the Yadwa Traditional Council in the Central Region have resolved to contribute 100 Ghana cedis each as seed money to establish an educational endowment fund for the youth in the traditional area. This follows the inability of some parents in the area to pay for some educational needs of their wards, despite government support. Correspondent Kinsley Nanabwedu was at the meeting for Radio Ghana.
The council described as unacceptable the poor performance of the school pupils in the area during the last BECE. The fund is to support brilliant but needy students and also put in place certain measures and incentives that will help raise the standard of education in the area to an acceptable level. This conclusion was arrived at during a traditional council meeting of Ebra State, which brought all the 99 traditional council members together at Ebra Abakampa. The representative of the Omahine of Ebra, Nananyanfo, pledged to work hard together with the members to lift high the image of the traditional area. The Ankobiahine of the area, Nanakum, appealed to citizens of the town, both home and abroad, organizations and individual philanthropists to support education in the area by contributing to the endowment fund which has been set up. Nanakum noted that a kindergarten school block initiated by him for children in Abakrampa, especially those in the Zongo areas, has reached a stage where support is needed for its completion. He therefore called on government to support the project to get the many children in those areas to school. He also expressed concern about the serious challenges citrus farmers in the area are faced with. Nanakum therefore called on investors to see the area as very good for the establishment of a citrus factory.
Kinsley Nanabwedu's report.